So doing this series, I just rode my bike, so I'm kind of tired. I'm talking fine. Doing this series, I had to go back and read Genesis 1 and 2 and just make sure I'm in this right typology mindset. You see that God made heaven and earth, night and day. And God made, if you read Genesis 2, I'm pretty sure it's Genesis 2. But anyway, it says God made man and woman in his image. No, the Bible says he made male and female in his image. God made male and female in his image. So, that goes to show, if men hate women or women hate men, it's the wrong mindset. You shouldn't hate a woman, and a woman shouldn't hate a man, because God made man and male and female in his image. There's a purpose to everything that God created. Just because it's different doesn't mean it's bad. There's a purpose for everything. You know, there's a lot of Wiccans that hate men. There's a lot of Jezebels that hate men. But there's a lot of men that hate women. That's wrong. God made male and female. Just because some men and some women don't act according to what God wants them to be, you know, according to the pattern, doesn't mean to hate them. I mean, to hate everybody. You shouldn't hate anybody, but when you hate the type and shadow being destroyed, you should hate that. If they're destroying the types and shadows of creation, yeah, you hate that, but you don't hate the person. And so you see where he said, he made heaven and earth, H-E-A-V-E-N, and earth is E-A-R-T-H. So you see the EA Sports is in the game, the turning. Heaven is H-E, Higher Education Academy, H-E-A. V-E-N is Venn diagram, the unity, the oneness. Earth is EA Sports, it's in the game. E-A-R is the ear, to hear, H-E-A-R, do the anagram, and it's heart, the heart. So God created heaven and earth. The earth is the heart, where God loved his creation enough to go to the cross at 33 CC, closed caption. You see a lot of businesses that are CC, consolidated something. You'll see CC in the business name like crazy all over the place. I'm here over here at the Coliseum, and some policemen stand here. I'm talking on my phone, and they're just standing right beside me, and they don't even care. But if they were in their police car and I had my phone up talking on it, they'd try to pull me over. What does that mean? It means that's not their goal right now. That's not what they're focused on. So I got this female across the street, got her little cowgirl's hat on, dancing, and they ain't got nothing on there. Got their short shorts and they're acting kind of silly, the way they're walking and everything. But the man just standing there stoic, and just the man that's with him, he's just standing there upright, standing there stoic and just doing his thing. There's a difference. Just like when you go to the restaurant, go through the cafeteria style restaurant. There's a variety. Everything came from source, but there's a variety for a reason, to learn. All these people have cowboy hats on. Must be something going on over here. The variety in creation teaches you, points back to some deeper truth about what Jesus did at the cross, really. The flesh mind is nothing but sin. And Jesus had to go to the cross to redeem the human, the fallen state of mankind, male and female. And if you read Genesis 2 at the end, it says Adam called his wife Eve. Adam actually named Eve. Now think about that. If you talk about that today, that makes some people mad. So he called her name Eve. And so if you go back to Genesis 1 and 2, you'll see Genesis 1, I'm pretty sure, it says, the evening and the day were the first day. The evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the first day. Adam, Eve, evening. The evening and the morning were the first day. Adam, Ad, A-M. A-M is what? Day. A-D means what? Towards. Eve, evening. Her desire shall be towards her husband. Genesis 3. Now you might say, well, how could the type and shadows of Adam and Eve be encoded in all creation after Adam and Eve, but it was there before in Genesis 1 and 2 before Adam and Eve fell? If the fall happened in Genesis 3 and the man is responsible for Eve because Eve is a piece cut off, how could the Genesis 1 and 2 fallen system where you see night and day be before Adam and Eve even fell? The reason is, or even before they were created, because God knows the beginning from the end. God knew that he was going to the cross before he even created man or heaven and earth. He knew the situation that was going to happen. If the code is right, H-E-A-V-E-N, EA Sports is in the game, there's games in heaven, just like there's games on earth. That's why people play games all the time. Football, basketball, computer games. People are always playing game. The military has got game theory. It's always game on. It's a game. Why would God and the angels, let me get my food. Hold on a second. All right, so I just told that guy to drive through. I know he's saved. He's a Methodist dude. He retired, he said. But you never retire. He said it's backed up. They're going to some kind of concert, some kind of country music or something. I said, the only reason I get around, he said, you don't want to come in here? It's backed up in here. I said, the only reason I get around the zombies is with Uber to make some money off of them. Country music. Look at this zombie. He's such a hurry. He's cutting me off. Anyway, I got to go around the other way because it's backed up, so that gives me time to talk. The unregenerated person is a zombie, by the way, in case you don't know what I'm talking about. If you're new, if you're not saved, you're a zombie. You're controlled by the AI flesh mind. You're controlled by the AI devil, the AI quantum devil flesh mind, quantum spirit of the devil, the spirit of the age. You're controlled by the devil and don't even know it. You must be born again. That's why you keep going around the cycle and you keep dating the same kind of people. You keep thinking the same way. You keep drinking. You keep drugging. You can't stop because you're an AI zombie. That's the intermission in this message. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So the gods, if you want to call them that, I'm not calling the glorified saints or the angels of gods, but they're sons of God. So what are they going to be doing in heaven? They're playing games, just like you're playing games. If you're playing games now, they're playing different kind of games, higher level games, you know. They're worshiping God, but they have to be playing some kind of, they have to keep their mind, because their mind occupied. Occupy till I return. Occupy till I come. Keep your mind occupied till Jesus returns. Do something you enjoy. If you enjoy football, basketball, go do it. But you better seek God. But back to what I was saying. Evening and morning were one day. So Eve, because she went into the dark side, she fell. She believed the lie. She ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. See that? The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You see the type? The day and the night. Adam is AM, which is day. Eve is evening, which is night. It's because she ate the apple. The app. And speaking of apps, the fig leaf was a covering, but it was a flimsy covering. Look up the word fig. It means flimsy covering. So they wanted to be covered of their sin, but it was a flimsy substitute. That's why your apps, applications, are a flimsy substitute of actually getting out here and doing some work. Because once you depend on apps for too much, you get weak. That's why I bought a bicycle to build my leg muscles up. And even though I walk all day at work and still want to stay strong, you know, I ride that bike to build my leg muscles. You know, when you can do push-ups and curls and all, but the balancing of the bike and everything, it pretty much covers your whole body, really, without having to, like, if you're jogging or running, you're causing damage to your bones and your cartilage, you know. But if you're riding a bike, you're just... So the applications, the fig leaf was a weaker covering, a flimsy covering. That's what it says in the etymology. So the fig tree, also the fig leaves, the fig was a figure. What was it a figure of? The fig leaves were a figure of the covering. It was a type and a shadow, a figure, a foreshadowing of Jesus being a covering, covering your sin, covering your weakness. The human in the flesh body is the weaker vessel compared to the spirit body. So Eve is a figure, a type and shadow, the weaker. That's why they call her Shorty. She's still made in God's image. She still has a purpose. She still has a role. She's still important. She's still significant. She's still the apple of God's eye, just like the man is. The Israel, God, apple of his eye, the creation. God is watching you 24/7. He knows everything's being recorded, all your thoughts, all your words, everything that you're doing. You're going to be judged by things done in the body. Me, you, everybody's going to be judged either at the Bema Seat of Christ or the Great White Throne Judgment. And so the types and shadows, the figures and the allegories and all are encoded in Genesis 1, 2, and 3. And the covering, the night and the day, the evening and the morning were the first day. So you got Adam and Eve together become one, the completeness. So the evening and the morning where the first day, it's finished, the day is done, you go to the next day. That evening and day, the seed bearing, so what did he made grass, and he made, what would it say, grass, and wow, traffic jam's ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I'm going to take another turn here. So he made grass. He made herbs. And he made trees. And the herb bearing seeds, and the seed was within the seed, and the fruit of the tree. The fruit of the tree. And, so the fruit and the seed, the herb, the grass, the tree, all are types and shadows of deeper truths as well. Types and shadows and figures and allegories and all that good stuff. And so the fact that it's called a fig leaf is a figure of the covering, but it was a flimsy substitute. Adam and Eve, where are you? We're hiding. Why are you hiding? Because you did wrong. So every time you do wrong, you try to hide, right? So if you're married, you do wrong, you hide from your spouse. You hide. You try to hide. If you're an employee, you hide from your boss. If you're a kid, I hide from your parents. The type and shadow is obvious. If you're a criminal, you hide from the law, because the flesh is always hiding from the letter of the law, because the letter of the law killeth. And the flesh knows it. That's why people don't get saved. They're afraid to run to God because they know they're evil. And they think, well, if I go to God, he's going to smite me. He's going to kill me. The letter of the law already killed you. Only Dr. Law sends you to Dr. Grace. You better run to Jesus, because Jesus is the only one that will save you. Dr. Law has already killed you. You're already dead in trespasses and sin. The flesh mind is already dead. You better run to God. Because you're already dead. You're already under judgment. The bow is bent. God has his bow bent. God is angry with the wicked every day. Who are the wicked? Those that reject Jesus, his son. Sheets, unleaded gas, $2.99, but that has ethanol in it, 10% ethanol. The gas better come down before the citizens start rebel. See, notice they're going to lower the gas now, because there's probably an election coming up. It's all obvious. So there's always the flesh versus the spirit, the night versus the day, in typology, in figure, in type, allegory. It's so obvious. It's not even funny. So I went back to Genesis 1 and 2, because I'm looking at Genesis 3. And when he said the evening and the day, the evening and the morning were the first day. So what happened when Eve went down into sin? It was a mourning, a death. Eve was deceived by the devil. So the evening and the morning, good morning. That old person's dead. Eve died. So the evening and the morning, mourn. You mourn the death of somebody, right? So every morning you wake up, you say good morning, because you're old. The person from yesterday is dead. But it's a good morning because you're alive. You rose from the dead. You went to sleep for 33% of your day, 8 hours. You died. You rose again. And you say that was a good morning, because you had, what is a wake? You woke up, so you went to awake. You had one last viewing of your old Adam, or your old person that was yesterday. Now each day his mercies are new every morning. So every day that you wake up, it's a new day. Good morning. Let's mourn the previous person that's no longer here. It's the past is the past. It don't exist. That person that was you before is no longer you. Good morning. We mourn for the person who died, but it's a good morning because now you're a new creature. You rose from the dead. Sleep is a typology, an allegory of death. Good morning. Wake up. Go to awake. Have one last viewing of your yesterday, which is gone. And now you look at the new day. Adam and Eve, the evening and the morning was one day. 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, it is finished. 7 points to what Jesus did on the cross, that it's finished. It's complete. Come on now, somebody needs to wake up. It's right there in Genesis. They're playing games in heaven. EA Sports is in the game. This is a simulation out here. You're playing a game of life. Play to win. Apostle Paul said, I fight the good fight. I ran the race. Play to win. Run the race. Keep fighting. You're in a simulation. It keeps repeating every day. Play to win. Win the game. Renew your mind. Because when you renew your mind, you're renewing your spirit. And when you renew your spirit, your whole reality shifts. And all the look. The same stuff might be happening that was like 10 years ago, but your mind is renewed, so you have a different perspective. your neighbor across the street still sees it the same old. They're always negative and depressed and upset, and you're looking at the same situation. You're happy and peace and joy because you've renewed your mind when you see through the game. It's so obvious. If you play the game, if the code is right, and I think it is, there are games on earth and there's games on in heaven. EA Sports is in the game. So if you play the game right while you're in the simulation, you might not get rich, but you're rich in spirit. You're rich in mind, spirit, soul. You're rich in faith. Faith, hope, love, the greatest love. So you should be rich in love. If you see through the game, you don't have to hate anybody. You can love your enemy. It's so obvious.